You're listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment, part of Tom and Sandy's 805 on KBTA 1590 AM.
The 805. Representing for everyone in the 805.
It's all about the 805.
From the very best of Ventura County, it's live in the 805. Now, back to your hosts, Tom and Sandy.
Welcome back. We're Tom and Sandy's 805 on News Talk 1590. We bring your 805 to life. Don't forget, check out 805favorites.com.
And one of our favorites, of course, is 9021 Fa. I know it says, looks like fo, but it actually is fa, because you're talking about fa soup and you're talking about all, you know, over there, Kimmy Tang takes the flavors from Vietnam, from France, from America,
yeah, it's
and it's just this fusion of wonderful, wonderful flavors. And I got to tell you, it's clean, it's good. If you're looking not to put on the pounds, you're looking to keep the weight off, that's the type of place you go, is 9021 Fa. Now, they also want me to mention right now, they are staying open later. I don't know, maybe it's their new hours for summer, but God, it feels like summer outside, doesn't it?
I love it.
I know.
I love it.
I no more rain. I'm done with everything. I know we need the water and everything, but man, I love this. You know, you look out and the islands are out there. This is why we live in the 805, you know? It's so beautiful.
Hey, I wonder, when it snows like in Mammoth,
uh-huh.
Can we use some of that snow so we don't have to have the rain? Just curious. Can it like filter our
way?
We
do. That's really? Where our water comes from.
Oh, see?
See, you learned something today. It hit her again. There it goes. Okay. But 9021 Fa. They are located 30990 Russell Ranch Road. Call them at 818-597-1902. And you know why you want to call them also? Drive. They do the curbside pickup. You're on your way home. You're rushing. Your wife says, hey, pick up some pizza on the way home. No, don't pick up pizza on the way home. Pick up this. You'll save the calories and the food is much, much better.
Thank you, Tom.
Was that good?
That was really good.
I mean,
do good commercials.
That was really good. I mean,
all right, who's up next?
Well, I want to talk about how good I was on that last commercial. It was very, very good. Okay. And now we've got one of our favorite organizations is Food Share. And we are involved in Food Share, Tom and Sandy. We take part in the things that they do at Food Share, and we believe in Food Share. It's just a way of life where you can give back to your community very simply. Okay, we have Jordan Brown and Gene Benitez here from Food Share.
But before they come on, okay, this segment is brought to you by The Hungry Man. We've got something to read, okay?
Oh, you know, and we got to play his music too. So let's. I was so impressed with myself on the last commercial that I forgot everything else I was doing.
I know.
And I got to read this because it's cute. The Hungry Man is out today. And most of March, but in his place, we're kicking off the month of Everybody's Hungry segments. I don't want to read the whole thing, but you know, in other words, Hungry Man is out right now. It's all good.
All right, we'll read it next time.
And we're bringing, this is all brought to you by the Hungry Man. His passion in life is to give back to the community by eating food. And you know what? That's not a bad passion. You go out, you eat, you're giving back to the community. That's pretty cool. Jordan Brown, good morning from Food Share. How are you?
I'm doing great today. Thanks so much for having us on.
Oh, you're really welcome. So tell us what's going on with Food Share right now.
Food Share, we have been doing so many great things for our community. We're currently feeding over 74,000 people every single month, which is just really great.
That's amazing.
One out of every six people in Ventura County is hungry, so that's where we step in.
That just blows my mind. I know we've talked about it before, but here we're in one of the richest farmlands. In fact, the richest farmland, I believe, in the world is right here in our area.
Where we can find avocados rolling down
Down the hill, you know. Of course, I'm buying them at Trader Joe's. Thank you. Rolling down the hill, and yet 71,000 people are going hungry in our community
here. It's a reality.
Mm-hmm. It's a horrible reality. And Food Share is taking care of it. So how are we all taking care of this?
So we have a very exciting event coming up, the National Association of Letter Carrier Food Drive, coming up in May. It's Mother's Day weekend, Saturday, May 11th. Everyone will be getting a blue bag a few days before this event. They're instructed to fill it up with food, leave it out by their mailbox on Saturday, May 11th, and the postal carriers will come and pick it up and take it to the post office, and all of the food is given to Food Share.
That is cool. That sounds fun, too.
Yeah, it is fun. And here's a question I have for you right now. Somebody is having an issue. They've just lost their job, mm-hmm. and they're having a hard time putting that food on the table. How do they go about getting that food?
That's a great question. Well, they can call our helpline at 211, and they can also call Food Share to come on down and get an emergency food bag to hold them over at least for a few days until we can offer more assistance to them.
What's in an emergency food bag?
Well, we would fill that. We'd find out how many people are in their family, and then we give them enough food to last them about 3 days. And then how we're feeding that many people every month is we're working with 157 other nonprofit partners. So say the person lives in Camarillo, we're going to give them a list of all of our partners in Camarillo because we want that family to get the support they need right close to where they live.
That's kind of cool. I mean, it's a network that you guys have that facilitates helping them in every single aspect that they need.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. And we're working in collaboration with so many other organizations in Ventura County because the same client we're seeing is also might need food stamps, for instance, or they might need low-cost gas assistance or something
or
like that.
Or healthcare of some kind, you know.
So when we can all come together at the same site and offer services like that, of course, we're really helping our community members.
Wow. Now, a question here. Okay, somebody reaches out to you and... Are they coming, once they're in the program, are they coming to you to pick up? Is it being delivered to them? Is it where, say, somebody says, oh, I have too much pride for this. There's no way I'm gonna do this because the neighbors found out, you know, blah, blah, blah. Is it where, I mean, they can take care of it where no one else knows what's going on?
You know, that's such an interesting question you bring up, and we are seeing that. We are seeing some of our families going to different communities and working with partners in a different city than where they live just because of that reason.
Right.
So that can be accommodated. But we also have, at the end of every Thursday, Friday, we have free produce giveaways that are stationed throughout the county, and you can go anywhere to pick up that food. But yeah, pride is involved, and we're seeing families struggle, but they wouldn't be there unless they really needed the food. So we have to deal with dignity and respect and make sure we're taking care of those families.
Sure.
Right, because so many people are one paycheck away from this. I mean, you know, as soon as the big boss comes in and says, we're cutting middle management, you know, and that guy gets the pink slip, all of a sudden those checks aren't coming in anymore and their entire life has been changed.
That's so true. And, you know, we have to remember not to be judgmental.
No.
Because sometimes people will show up maybe in a Cadillac or something, but they might be sleeping in that Cadillac. So we never can judge.
Or they bought that when they had money, when they had a job. I mean, you know, that's just the reality.
Exactly. Exactly.
Very cool.
Okay, so we have this big event coming up.
Yep.
And what else is happening? There's got to be. Come on, give me all the juice of Food Share now.
Uh-oh. Well, we also have our ABC Feed SoCal event, which is one of our larger campaigns. It's in the whole month of July, a few months away, but you can start thinking about different ways you may want to host a fund or a food drive. It's going to be on Friday, July 19th, we'll have a Stuff a Truck event, which will probably be located in Thousand Oaks. All day long, ABC7 Eyewitness News will be there all day, sharing stories about families that are receiving the food that we offer. You can bring on your food, make a donation. It'll just be a really fun day.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
It does sound like fun. You know, now, if somebody wants to get, okay, Tom Hilton raises his hand and says, I want to get involved with Food Share. How do I help out? Who do I call to say I can donate 5 hours a week for Food Share? How do I do that?
That's such a great question. Thank you so much for asking. And for anyone that's listening right now that wants to get involved, we have so many different volunteer opportunities, really 6 days a week. So the easiest way is just to call Food Share, whether you want to host a food drive, volunteer, or even partner with us for an event that you're having in the community. Give us a call, 983-7100.
Yeah, I know. We have a furniture store, like I said before, and what we did is we called Food Share, and they brought out this nice barrel that has Food Share all over it, and everybody that was bringing in 10 cans of food got a discount. Mm-hmm. So for 10 cans of food that's costing them, let's say it cost them $10. I mean, that's an expensive. You can buy cans of food a lot less than that, even if you get them on the buy one, get one free and all the club cards, you know, and all those
Definitely.
Things. But they then got a discount that could save them hundreds of dollars just by making a very simple little donation. And can't all businesses do that?
Okay, every business listening right now, call us and set up a food drive because you're right. Every business can do that. And you know what, you guys? Every dollar we get, we can provide $5 worth of food. So send in your checks as well, because we could sure welcome those.
Wow, that's amazing. And everybody, it starts with one can. That's all it is. I was saying that one time, Sandy, if everybody just gave one can.
What a difference that
would
make.
What a difference. But it gets you into the habit of giving back. Because what happens is our lives are so busy that we forget about all these other things because we're caught up in our own stuff, you know. And so bottom line is, everybody out there that's listening, you really should get involved in some simple little way. And even if it's just bringing two cans, one can, 10 cans, 20 cans, whatever it is, or you can donate your time. This is a worthwhile cause.
Thank you, ladies.
Sure. I was just going to say, we are going to be in the Ventura County St. Patrick's Day Parade, and anybody wants to march in support of Food Share, come on down. March with us.
There you go. That sounds like a lot
That's
of fun.
That's a good parade.
You got
Well, this segment was brought to you by Everybody's Hungry, focuses on people making a difference for the hungry in our community.
And speaking of hungry, I want to do a giveaway right now. I've got a $25 okay. gift card to the kitchen. The kitchen, of course, is right down there. What?
What?
I'm going to give it away.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I know. I was going to use it, but no, I'm going to give it away. The kitchen is right down there in Oxnard. A great place, gastropub, $25 gift card. Now, we have that new phone number, so let's remember that phone number. I wrote it somewhere. Where is it, Sandy?
650-1590.
That's it, 650-1590. Let's take caller number 15 on that one. Thanks, ladies. Did a great job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to go on a break, pay some bills. We're Tom and Sandy's 805 on News Talk 1590.
You've been listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment on Tom and Sandy's 805. Follow us at everybodyshungry.org on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+.